It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friz. We are answering your questions that you've sent to us via email, and we thank you so much for these questions. These are great questions, Dr. L.
Well, they are. I think there's valuable information that the listeners can act upon and, you know, make their trip an enjoyable experience.
Well, you know, there are so many factors when it comes to planning a trip, whether you're going by train, airplane, boat, car, however you're going. There are so many questions and so many things to take into consideration. So we really appreciate these questions coming in. So keep the questions coming in. You can email us at info@travelbagswithanita.com, and we'll get those questions answered for you guys as well. So send us those questions, or you can check us out on Facebook, and Facebook would be Travel Bags with Anita as well. So, Doc Bill, any other questions?
Oh, one question I have is, how do I score, or how do I get a good upgrade?
Well, that sounds like maybe that was your question.
Yeah.
That is your question?
Yeah, and pay less.
Well, you know, if you can find the answer to that, I want you to, you know, to tell me too. No, I'm just kidding. There are a few little tricks that we can do, but we all want that, don't we? I mean, wouldn't that be great if every time we travel, we could pay one price, but then get an upgrade? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, the Jack Benny experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. Put me down top of the list for that one. Now, you know, there are a few little tricks, but for the most part, really the best way to get upgrades is to join the loyalty programs, whether it's the loyalty programs with the airlines or those with the hotels. And after so many stays, so many flights, you know, you build up those points and then you get the upgrades. When I was with Pan Am, we would give people upgrades if they were on their honeymoon. If they were traveling for a special occasion, we would upgrade them to first class or business class and just give them the royal treatment. We might, you know, give them an extra glass of champagne or something to celebrate, you know, but those days I don't think are still around. And one of the challenges is so many people are joining these loyalty programs, and there are lots of people who are waiting for those upgrades. But, you know, when you are staying at a hotel and checking in, it doesn't hurt to ask and check and see if maybe they can upgrade you. And not only just upgrade you in terms of a room that is, say, the next level up in terms of price, but also, too, maybe the location of where your room is. Maybe giving you a room with a great view, that could be considered an upgrade. Some people like to be closer to the elevator, not right where the elevator is, but closer to the elevator, so then there's not as much walking or carrying things back and forth. So that could also be considered an upgrade. So be specific when you're asking for those upgrades in terms of what you want. And if you're checking in later in the day, you're more likely to get an upgrade in a hotel, because by that time, everyone has checked in and the rooms that they have left, they're pretty much thinking, well, if we get some last minute check-ins, we can put them in the room that you upgraded from. So the later time in the day is really a better time to ask for those upgrades. And just let the receptionist also know if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary or any special events that you have going on, and maybe they'll have a soft heart like we had when I was with Pan Am.
Sounds good. Oh, another question I have here is, where's the safest place to sit on an airplane?
Well, that's a very good question, and that is a question that I have heard for as long as I have worked in the travel industry. And I've heard people say that the front is not safe, or the middle breaks, or the back is the safest. You know, you hear all of these different things. And there are air incidents that we can just go back and look at in history where you can see that regardless of where people were sitting, there were casualties on those incidents. So surviving an air incident and knowing where the safest place to sit is really based a little bit more on paying attention to those demonstrations that the flight attendants do at the beginning of the flight. Now they do a lot of them by video. So paying close attention to those so that you know where the emergency exits are located. And that's the best way to have yourself prepared. If you are sitting by an emergency door, just having a moment to take a look at the emergency information card that's in the seat pocket that's right in front of you. Just take a look at that and really look through that whole information guide there for information on how to just be safe in case there is an emergency on board the airplane while you're there. But now there are some things, though, that we were taught when I was a flight attendant, And that is that if you are having to evacuate the airplane, that you want to take high heel shoes off, because those can rip the slide as you're going down the slide. So leaving those behind before you leave your seat. And in case of a deployment of the emergency oxygen, and you hear this when they're doing those demonstrations on board the airplane, you want to make sure that you put your oxygen mask on first before you try and help someone who's traveling with you. Because if you can't breathe, you really can't help anyone else if they need that help as well. So definitely make sure you put your oxygen mask on first. Now, another great tip, this is probably a little bit more to just general safety, is that you want to double check that overhead bin that's above your seat. Because a lot of times, and I know you've probably seen this before, the flight attendants will go through and just kind of make sure they're closed tightly. Because if they're not, the things that are in the overhead bin could fall out and hit you. I've seen that happen before. So you definitely want to double check those overhead bins, make sure they're latched properly and that they're not overstuffed with things either. Bumps and things like that as you're landing could cause them to come open. You don't want a big bag falling on your head, do you, Dr. Bill?
That I don't.
I don't want that to happen to you either. So any other questions?
Oh, one last question. How do you pack your breakables, your valuables that you're taking with you for travel?
Is that a question that I sent in? Because, you know, I'm usually shopping and buying something.
Well, it might be.
No, I think there's some other shoppers out there that want to make sure they get their things home safely. And that's really, really a great question. And I'm glad that we were able to get that one in before the end of the show. Because my answer to packing and getting those breakable and those valuable things home is bubble wrap, and more bubble wrap. You can buy bubble wrap at the office supply stores or at some of your discount stores. It's all around everywhere. Get some of that bubble wrap. It usually comes in a big roll. And just cut some of it off, roll it up, stick it in your suitcase, so you'll have it there for whatever you need to pack when you're on your way back home. And another good tip to go along with that bubble wrap is to also buy packing tape so that you can tape those things tightly with the bubble wrap around them. That just makes them a little bit more secure, so you don't really have to worry about them shifting or possibly bumping something else. Now, have you ever seen the mesh that sometimes you are given, maybe wine bottles or things like that? If you purchase wine, have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Before?
Well, you know, those are great because you can save those for later. And I've actually taken those on trips when I've gone to places and I'm thinking that I might buy something that might be breakable. And then you can bring things back that will fit into those. It doesn't have to always be for a wine bottle, those mesh containers. So keep those things when you find them. And another thing to keep, too, is tissue paper. This is the holiday time of the season, and that tissue paper that comes in your gifts, save that, fold it up, put it in a nice dry place. And when you're going on a trip, it's great for not only keeping breakables separate from each other, but it's also a good way to keep clothes from not becoming too wrinkled as well. So you can put that tissue paper between your shirts and your pants and things like that, and it cuts down on the wrinkles.
It's not that expensive.
And it's not that expensive at all. As a matter of fact, you've received it in a gift. So that makes it a perfect addition to the things that you can take along to make sure all of your things come home safely. So these are great questions. We have to get some more of these sometimes. I love this.
Well, I like the tip you gave me about taking a collapsible bag or an extra bag with you. That was quite helpful when I went to the Falklands.
Yeah, so how did that work for you?
It worked well because as we were going to our destination, the planes kept getting smaller and smaller. And so you had to find a way to take things out of one bag, pack it in something, and stick it in the small luggage compartment of the plane as you headed towards your final destination.
Well, yeah, and that's a really good tip because if you're traveling with a lot of electronics or camera equipment, you really don't want to end up having to check that at the gate. So that collapsible bag, that canvas bag, or I've seen some really nice nylon ones as well, they fold up really nicely and you can just throw them in a suitcase. And then when you need them, pull them out and you've got something to put all those things in. So it works really well.
Well, it does.
Well, Doc Bill, you know, I keep saying these were great questions. And, you know, this is the first time that we've done this. So I really want to encourage the listeners to send in those questions again to info@travelbagswithanita.com. Or either send them to the Facebook page, too. Because if you have a question, you know, we can answer that really quickly on Facebook a lot of times. And other people can see that answer, too. Because many times the questions that we have, someone else might be thinking that same question as well.
That's true. It's a good way to get the word out and let listeners know what's going on.
it is a great way to do that. And on Facebook, you can find us at Travel Bags with Anita on Facebook. And if you like Twitter, you can find us at Anita. That's Anita with two N's, A-N-N-I-T-A, and then the letter N, and then the word friends. So Anita and Friends on Twitter.
That's true. You just have to go take effort and look. And let's check out our show, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Well, check out the Travel Bags with Anita and Friends website, as well as our great sponsor, Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Definitely check out that website, too, down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And this has been a great show. So thank you, Doc Bill, for sitting in with me yet again.
We wish everyone a happy and merry holiday season.
And thank you for listening today. We'll be back soon. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Bye-bye.